High School Football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lowe back for another high school football season here on WCDO as we come to you live tonight from Norwich. It is the 2016 season opener as the Sydney Warriors travel over the hill to take on the Norwich Purple Tornado. And I'm joined by my football broadcast partner, Tim Cutting. Tim, great to be back for another year.
Absolutely, can't wait. We've been waiting all summer long for this to come up and get a chance to watch a little bit of high school football, and here it is.
It's a beautiful fall night. They actually moved our broadcast position from outside of the press box. We're up on the roof of the press box. Sun's starting to come down. The lights are on here on this beautiful turf field in downtown Norwich. Great setting for high school football and a great setting for the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. We'll take a little break. We'll come back and we'll break down this matchup between Norwich, who's in Class B, and Sydney, who has moved down to Class D this year. So there's a lot to talk about on the local football landscape. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back with high school football on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, high school football folks. Tonight here on WCDO, Nate Lull, sports director at CDO, along with Tim Cutting, my broadcast partner. We come to you live from Norwich tonight. It's the opening night here of high school football as Sydney travels over to take on Norwich. We'll also have a Saturday game for you tomorrow as the Oxford Blackhawks travel over to take on the Delhi Bulldogs. That game will be at 1:30. So if you're looking for high school football, this is the place here on WCDO this weekend. If you hear a little wind during the game tonight, of course, we said we are on top of the press box here, but Tim, a beautiful night for football as we get ready for this kind of traditional battle with two local teams, but they haven't met in a long time.
Yeah, definitely. They're just over the hill from each other, and, you know, I remember the last time I was over here watching a game, and it happened to be a JV game, and it was the year that Sydney had to pull the JV kids and ended their JV season.
Sure.
And that was the last time that I remember being over here. But I'll tell you what, they always have a very good game, and I think we're really in for a good one tonight.
You know, it makes sense for these two teams to meet up in kind of a non-conference battle because, you know, Sydney is down in Class D this year. They've dropped a little bit in enrollment, which brings them down to Class D, as well as Green coming down to Class D, and Harpersville-Afton, and Norwich has kept the same enrollment, so they are in Class B. So it's a fun thing. It's two bigger towns in the area that are getting together to play some football as the Purple Tornado break through the cheerleaders and come onto the field here. They are excited and pumped up for this one here tonight, Tim.
Yeah, they definitely are. You know, it's first game for both of them, and they're really excited. I know both probably had some scrimmages in the last couple of weeks, plus the 7-on-7 season, and I did hear that some people that saw both Sydney and Norwich play during the 7-on-7 season that this could be a really good matchup tonight.
Well, talking to both coaching staffs before the game, they said, we're done with the scrimmages, we're sick of waiting, we're ready to play some real football. And Tim, from what I've heard in talking to the coaching staffs and watching some film, we're going to see a lot of speed on display here tonight.
Yeah, I think both teams are very athletic. I think that's how you would describe both teams. They're not real big as far as the offensive lines go, so it'll be interesting to see. Maybe it'll be track meet.
I think that's going to be the key. Both these teams with some inexperienced lines, but they have a lot of weapons, especially running back and wide receiver. We know Sydney is absolutely loaded. They return almost everybody from last year, including sophomore quarterback Darren Smith, who spends the whole summer focusing on football pretty much year-round, going to camps all over the country. He really puts the time in for Sydney.
Yeah, he does. And you know, and the thing is anymore with these kids, when they start playing sports now, they play them all year long. You know, I mean, as much as they can, they get in this same thing, and this is his sport, and this is what he's going to do, so he does it all year long.
Was talking to him pregame down on the field, and boy, he's bulked up quite a bit since his freshman year, and I mean, he has a whole year under his belt, three more to go. It's got to be driving other teams nuts if they're going to see him for that long.
Yeah, it's kind of like the schools that just, you know, aren't going to see Mr. Now I can't even think of his name, from Unitigo.
Oh, Fireben.
Fireben. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's going to be interesting for them this year because they're going to be Firebenless.
Yes, I mean, Josh Fireben, of course, a four-year starter for Unitigo, graduated this past year, and, you know, a lot of new faces around this year, but a lot of guys looking to make a name, and Sydney certainly has some weapons back with Ethan Finch, and, of course, we talked about Darren Smith, as well as Nate Bibbard. I mean, Dawson Backus in the backfield.
There's a lot of weapons over there.
And, of course, Alex Hoskins on the outside, just a wide receiver that can go up and get the ball anywhere, anytime.
Big, tall kid, you know, and it's got good leaping ability, can get up a little higher than usually the smaller defensive back that's on him. So Darren has a pretty easy throw because he just has to throw it just out of the reach of that defender, and Alex will go up and get it.
Running back Dawson Backus did break his ankle this summer, only about 2 months ago, I would say. But he is fully recovered. He's ready to play here tonight. But I'm kind of interested to see how that's going to hold up really in a game-type atmosphere.
Yeah, it definitely is a different situation. I mean, all along, you know, they've been practicing against each other, and they're not really going hard all the time on each other. So tonight is when the pads come out and the helmets start cooking a little bit, and it's going to be a good night.
Sydney, a couple of injuries. Parker Boyce is out with a shoulder injury, as well as Nick Paternoster.
Saw him in
Paternoster, of course, is kind of the leader of that defense, a guy who really is very strong, so he's out tonight as well. We'll take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back with Norwich and Sydney football here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Norwich Implement, your trusted Kubota dealer on Route 12 south of Norwich, or call 336-6816. Now through December 31st, 2016, call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see www.kubota.com.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show here on CDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting. Friday Night Lights, folks, football season. Hard to believe it's that time of year, but this is our first football broadcast of the fall. We're going to have games every Friday night and most Saturdays throughout the fall, so make sure you join us here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. And also, our games are always archived in our audio archive. You want to go back, you want to listen to a game from earlier that night or last year, you can go back and listen to those games anytime. That's all free, courtesy of SFCU. And that's on our website, WCDOsports.com. So Norwich is going to be in the home purple uniforms tonight with the white trim. It says Tornado across the front of the uniform there for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Sydney, they have new uniforms this year, but still pretty much the same color scheme. That is the white top with the maroon pants and the maroon helmet as well. And, Tim, we are almost ready for the kickoff here to start off the 2016 football season.
Yeah, this is really getting close. Anticipation is all coming to it's here, you know. I mean, everybody is really excited. We got a goalie call here on the PA right now, and can't really understand what he's saying, but they're excited. Everybody's really excited about the season starting up again, and we're going to be going here in just a few moments.
Well, the guy on the PA tonight is certainly fired up, if you could hear that at home, as he's getting everybody ready for the starting lineups here for Norwich as the sun is setting and we are set to go. We have some special Norwich sponsors here for tonight's game that are helping make this possible. One is the Chirino Insurance Company, located at 50 North Broad Street right here in downtown Norwich. They're a proud supporter of many of our local sports contests, so we want to say a big thank you to them. Also, Norwich Implement on Route 12 South in Norwich, across from Burger King, your local John Deere and Kubota dealer, as well as Rogers Tire Center in Norwich. They're over on County Road 32. You can visit them online at rogerstires.com. And all those local businesses are wishing the best of luck tonight here to Norwich and Sydney. Sydney is going to get the ball first, and they are going to go right to left on your radio dial. Norwich is to our left, and they are about to kick off. And the ball is in the air, and we are underway in the 2016 season as Sydney will field this at the 25 up to the 30, and a big hit there by the Norwich Purple Tornado. So Sydney is going to start on their own 32-yard line going right to left.
Kick was kind of short. Was fielded, like you said, about the 25, and one of the upbacks caught it. He didn't really know what he wanted to do with it at that point, but he gained a couple of yards. So here we go with the first play from scrimmage for the Warriors.
So the Warriors, as I said, going right to left. They start at their own 32. Alex Hoskins, wide receiver, out to the right. Brandon Evans, the junior, to the left, as well as Nate Vibbard. And Darren Smith, the quarterback here, of course, just a sophomore. He's going to bring it down and now hand one off here to Backus, who's going to pile his way up the middle and get up to about the 44-yard line. He's going to be very close to a first down here, Tim.
Nice little nine-yard run for Dawson on the first play of scrimmage for the year 2016 season.
As we said, he broke his ankle 2 months ago. Looked pretty good right there as he made a nice cut to get into the hole and picks up nine. So it's going to be a second and two here in the first quarter. 11:30 to go in this opening quarter. Sydney is inching their way towards midfield. Smith is in the shotgun now. Snap. Hands one off the back as he's going to get the first down as he plows his way through the line. Picks up three or four, and Sydney will have a first and ten.
Nice little trap block by the Warriors. Gave him a little running room, and he gained the first down.
So two plays and two runs so far here for Backus. As Darren Smith peeks over to the sideline and getting the play coming in here from Aaron Zern. There's a guy you want to see calling plays. Very good high school player for Sydney a number of years back. Went out and had a great career at SUNY Brockport as well.
Absolutely. A lot of fun to watch in the championship run.
First and 10. Here's Smith again handing off, this time to Ethan Finch, and he goes right up the gut, and he's going to pick up about 5 yards. And, boy, you want to talk about an athletic guy to have in the backfield. That's Ethan Finch.
Yeah, he definitely is a real athlete. You know, and the thing is he can catch the ball coming out of the backfield too. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see all these weapons and what Mr. Smith has to pick from. You know, somebody's going to be open. He's just got to see if he can find them.
Second and five here as the score is 0-0 between Norwich and Sydney. First possession of the evening and the game for Sydney. And they'll hand this one off to Dawson Backus. Cuts to the right, gets through the hole, and picks up about four. And they are into Norwich territory. They're down to the 45-yard line here as they go right to left. 10-10 to go in this first quarter. That's going to bring up just about a third and short here for Sydney.
Nice little counter-action play right there for the Warriors. Good run by Dawson Backus.
So that's going to bring up a third and three officially as he picked up about 3 yards on that last play. So here's crunch time, the first time that we've seen Sydney here They're going to have to pick up the first down. 9:50 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Sydney football on the road tonight against Norwich. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off, and right up the middle, there's Backus. He's got some daylight. He gets the first down and finally roped down at the 30. Easy pickup of about 10 yards there, Tim.
Really nice hold by the Sydney Warrior line, man. He had a lot of room to run through there and then got to the second level, and there was nobody there.
We talked about it in the pregame here tonight that the line was probably going to be the difference in this game because both sides have some real good weapons. 9.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Excuse me, Tim. First and 10 now for Sydney. Smith checking his wrist here for the play. He's got Hoskins to the right, Vibbard out to the left, and they're going to hand off to Ethan Finch again right up the middle. Springs freeze at the 15 before he's roped down, and Sydney is making it look easy here on this first drive. Going to be another first down here for the Warriors.
And, you know, I can't blame them because they're getting chunks of yards every time they snap the ball, but we haven't seen the throw yet.
No, they have not attempted a throw yet, but when the run is working, okay to stick with it, especially when you have kind of that two-headed monster there between Backus and Finch, two bigger guys in the backfield.
Yeah. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
8:55 to go here, first quarter, first and 10 now for Sydney. They are down to the Norwich 15-yard line. And here is Smith dropping back to pass, and we'll have our first flag. He does complete the pass over to Hoskins on the right wing side, but we'll have a flag here against Sydney.
First flag of the year, I am going to say probably false start.
A little false start is going to back them up 5 yards. It'll be a first and 15 for Sydney. We're scoreless between Norwich and Sydney here. Friday Night Lights on CDO. 8:49 to go in this first quarter. And, boy, just a great night for high school football. Good crowd here. Everybody excited.
Beautiful other than the fear of heights.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah, this might not be the place to be if you're a little scared of heights up here, as we are on top of the press box here at Norwich High School. And here's the snap, first and 15. They're going to go back to the run game to the left side for Finch. He's roped down, but he breaks a tackle and plows his way up to the 15. That could have been a loss, but instead he picks up about 4 yards.
Yeah, the right tackle for the Tornado actually had a hold of Finch in the backfield, but he broke through that tackle and then carried a couple other guys another 2-3 yards.
Hubbard was there for the takedown for Norwich as they are trying to clamp down here in their own defensive end. 8 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, Sydney and Norwich. But Sydney is knocking on the door with a 2nd and 11 after that penalty as they are in the red zone for the first time tonight. And here is Smith under center. He's going to hand back off to Dawson Backus. Bounces to the outside, and he's tripped up there by the Norwich defense, breaking through. Nice job, Carter Radinsky. Got him by the shoestrings, brought him down, and Backus is a little slow to get up here, Tim.
Yeah, when he went down, he was down on the ground, and there was a gentleman from the cornerback for the Tornado was already in his tackle progression, and he hit him kind of late, but it was because he was already on his way down. So
7:42 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. It's going to be a 3rd and 15. We'll take a quick break. Backus is getting up here. Actually, we're going to say that's Ethan Finch.
Yep.
Sorry, I thought that was Backus on the run.
Yep.
But Finch is up and good, so we'll keep it right here. Well, that was a scary moment.
Yeah,
it made sense for Backus because of the ankle.
Right.
But Finch going to the right side there, tripped up, but he's back up and good to go.
Like I said, it's kind of like a stinger, I think is probably what it was, because he actually was down on the ground, and the gentleman from Norwich fell on top of him and may have just jarred him a little bit in the shoulder area.
Well, you got to think this is the first real 100% contact of the year. And it has to be a little shock to the system, I would think.
It is, but, you know, I think they really want to be doing that anyways right from the get-go, so, you know, when it gets to this point, you know, you can light up somebody, you're going to try.
7:35 to go, first quarter. 3rd and 15 now for Sydney. The ball is on the Norwich 20 as they go right to left. They're going to go to the air. Here's Smith looking, lost one up into the end zone, and we'll see if we get a flag as he was going for Hoskins, and there will be no flag. He got tripped up there, but I think it was unintentional with the defense.
Yeah, and I actually think that was kind of a zone read, kind of a pattern, because Alex was reading what the defender was giving him, and they weren't on the same page on that throw.
So 4th and 15 now. 7:27 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. And we'll see what the Warriors do here. I mean, the ball is on the 20-yard line. And we'll see what they decide to do here with Coach Matthews. Kind of an interesting position on the field.
It is. It definitely is. I mean, you've got to really go for it. I mean, punting, what are you going to gain? And, you know, the other thing is, you know, he's got to get down to the 5, so We'll see what happens.
Fourth and 15, Sidney will go for it. Here's Smith. That drops back. He's at the 25, throws it across the middle for Nate Vibbert, who hauls it in. He catches it at the 5. And we'll see if he's got enough for the first down.
It's going to be close. What a nice catch by Nate Vibbert. Went up and got the ball, and I do believe they're going to have a first and goal to go from the 5-yard line for the Sidney Warriors.
Just about a 20-yard gain there as Nate Vibbert, cutting through traffic, slashing and dashing, somehow brought it down. Huge conversion there for the Warriors.
Oh, absolutely amazing. You know, I mean, great pattern and great throw and even better catch.
7:10 to go first quarter. We're scoreless. Sidney and Norwich, but a first and 5 now for the Warriors. They are down on the Norwich goal line. Here's the snap. It's a little high. Smith corrals it, and he's going to keep it himself. Plows his way up the middle, but only about a yard there. Kind of a broken play. Tried to make something of it, but he's taken down.
Yeah, and as a quarterback, that's not what you want to have to do. You don't want to have to run just to try to save a yard. So, but he did a good job. He got a yard. So it'll be 4 yards for the touchdown.
I think the most important thing there is he didn't panic when that snap was a little high. Brought it down, did what he had to do.
Got his hand to the highest point and tapped the ball to himself and then just didn't try to make a handoff. He just took it on his own and followed the running back.
6.5 to go here. First quarter, they're going to hand it off up the middle, trying a kind of a Unitigo move here as they hand it off to Colin Carl, who tries to go up the middle, and he's immediately taken down. This brings up a 3rd and 4. So Unitigo was doing at the end of last year with some of their linemen, trying to get some of those bigger bodies to plow it through.
The old fridge play.
Yes.
Yep.
Chicago Bears from the 80s.
And Colin knows how to run the ball because he ran the ball for many, many years. He's a really good running back.
3rd and 5 with 6 minutes to go. First quarter, we're scoreless. Sidney and Norwich here tonight on CDO. And now Smith looks like he's going to go to the air. Drops back, goes to the right side. Trying to scoop it out of the dirt was Nate Vibbert, but the throw was too low. 4th and 5, another 4th down here for the Warriors. And they are right on the 5-yard line here. So they're either going to get everything or nothing.
Right, that's right. And that's all they can do if they go for it. You know, I don't know if they have a kicker this year or not. That's an option.
Last year, at the end of the year, they had
Ryan Harris,
who is going to be the JV quarterback this year, and he is dressed tonight, but it looks like they're going to go for it on 4th and 5. Harris, a sophomore. We'll see a lot of him in the future, I think.
Absolutely.
Here's the snap. They'll go for it. Smith is going to run. Runs to his right, lops it up in the end zone, coming down. Hoskins can't hold on, and Norwich is going to hold on defense. So Sidney comes up empty on 4th and 5 on the Norwich 5-yard line with 5:50 to go in the first quarter.
What a really nice defensive play by that safety for Norwich. He really went up with Alex, and like I said before, Alex can jump out of the gym. But the kid from Norwich did a real nice job of going up and high-pointing the ball and tapping it away from him.
That was Zach Mills, who was draped all over him. And he's getting a few high fives and hugs as he comes back over to the Norwich sideline here. So here's a look at Norwich for the first time tonight in the purple and white uniforms. They go left to right. This is dangerous. 1st and 10 from their own 5. They're going to want some real estate here. They'll hand the ball off and pick up about 5 yards as right up the gut there was number 36, Drew Walsh.
Walsh ran right off the guard and the tackle and gained 5 yards. Nice run.
So that gives them a little more room to work with here. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. 2nd and 5 for Norwich as they go left to right. Ball on their own 10-yard line. Scoreless game here after Sidney drove it all the way down the field and the drive stalled right on the 5-yard line. Quarterback here tonight is Cole Reifenberg, the senior for Norwich. Hands it off to the left side. We got a flag on the play as Norwich runs it out of bounds at the 20-yard line there. And that was Zach Race.
Yeah, Zach Race was on the speed sweep to the left side, and one of his linemen just grabbed a little bit too much of the jersey of the Warrior.
So that's going to bring them back a little bit. A lot of weapons on this team, including the Reifenberg brothers. You have Cole and Ty, who are excellent wrestlers, if you ever get a chance to see them during the wintertime months. And they're great on the football field as well.
Don't quote me on this time, Nate, but I heard that he was timed, Zach Race, was timed in the 40 at 4.8.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not bad.
That's some speed, yeah.
That is very, very fast.
4:55 to go, first quarter. Scoreless game here between Norwich and Sidney. Timeout as the officials are going to get together here and have a little conference. 2nd and 8 for Norwich as they are back in the huddle discussing things. Looks like we're just going to have a little clock adjustment here. And now we'll get back underway. So Norwich will break the huddle. Again going left to right. And this will be Cole Reifenberg, the senior, under center. And here's the snap for Norwich on second and eight. They're going to go right back to the run game up the middle. They got some room, and they're going to be close to a first down. And again, number 36, Drew Walsh, picking up some nice yardage there through the hole.
Real nice blocking up front by the Norwich line right there. Created a huge hole for the run back for the extra yards to get the first down. Good job.
Drew Walsh, just a sophomore, picks up the first down for Norwich, and now they're out to their own 18-yard line with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter, scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. They drop it out into the flat, and it's incomplete there to Kassan Veal.
Yeah, that was a nice little play right there. It was kind of like a wide receiver screen, and it was set up pretty well, but pass just tipped off his number two's fingers.
Veal is a senior and very explosive at the wide receiver position, wearing number two here tonight. Got a chance to watch him on film earlier this week, and just kind of a Tanner Winchester type of kid who was at Unitigo a few years ago. Just if you get him in the open, you can almost say goodbye. So a second and 10 now for Norwich as they go left to right, ball on their own 18-yard line. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper here for Reifenberg, and Sydney really sniffed that one out and brought him down. It's going to be a third and long here for Norwich.
Yeah, they tried to the fake to the outside, and it did not fool number 74 for the Warriors.
So a nice job there by the Norwich line to crash through, and that's Sean Drummond who broke through and made the tackle. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Sun is starting to set here. The lights are on. Going to be a kind of a cool night. Supposed to be around 50 degrees. As Norwich here on third and 10 is going to go to the air. Here's Reifenberg throwing over the middle, and it's tipped out of the hands there of number 23 for Norwich.
Real nice throw right there. Just went right through his hands like Nate said.
Zach Race, who we talked about just a minute ago, being a very speedy guy, went right through his hands at about the 40 and fell down to the turf. So fourth and 10. Yeah, going to see our first punt of the night here with 3:55 to go first quarter. So that Norwich drive only picks up about 15 yards, and now they'll have to punt from deep in their own end. And Nate Vibbard, speedster in his own right, is standing at about midfield on the Norwich logo to our right. And here's the punt, and that was almost blocked by Sydney, but they get it off a nice punt. Vibbard's able to pick it up, and he'll pick up about 3 yards before he's brought down. But great field position here for Sydney.
Yeah, he was tackled on that play by Carter Rudnitsky, number 21, for the tornado, or otherwise he might have been for a couple more yards right there.
So coming up on 3:45 to go first quarter, Sydney with their second opportunity with the ball here tonight. Had a great first drive, drove it all the way down the field, but it stalled on 4th and 5 on the 5-yard line.
And if you remember last year, they did that quite often. They would shoot themselves in the foot kind of thing. And
red zone troubles.
Yep. Hopefully that's not a sign of what's to come for this year.
And so here is Darren Smith, the sophomore QB under center, and he'll hand it off to Backus, who goes to the right, breaks a tackle, and dives head first for about 3 yards there for Backus. Again,
dead to right.
Almost got roped down in the backfield, but made a play out of it.
Yeah, real nice run there to make 3 yards, you know, close to 4 yards on the play, but he was hit in the backfield and just ran through that arm tackle.
Backus already with 5 carries for over 30 yards, so he is off to a good start here tonight for the Warriors. 3:15 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. Good ball game so far here tonight on CDO.
As it was predicted.
2nd and 7 now for Sydney, and another little breakdown. And Darren Smith tries to keep it himself, and the Norwich line comes crashing through for a gang tackle.
And he got one out of it, but, yep, he didn't get very far.
And that broke down quickly. So it's going to be a 3rd and 7 with 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. And, again, we're scoreless between Norwich and Sydney. So Smith, again, under center. He's got Hoskins out to the right. Vibbard is to the left. And he's got Finch and Backus in the backfield. Coming up on 2.5 to go. Play clock was running low. Finally, they get it off. They go to the air. They pass it to the outside for Vibbard, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 40, very close to the first down as the line judge over on the far side got taken out on that one by Vibbard.
Yes, he did. Oh, nice catch. I don't know what the flag was. Was the holding? Holding against the Warriors, so that'll nullify the first down, because I'm pretty sure that was going to be a first down catch.
Vibbard was diving head first, trying to get the ball out there for the first down, and he took out the referee over on the far side
in
the process.
Yes, he did.
2.5 to go, and this is in the first quarter, and this is going to back Sydney up to their own 39-yard line here as they go right to left. Third and 22.
As we said, there's a big turnaround right there. They had very close to the first down yardage made.
Sure.
And now they get the penalty, and now they're way from the first down.
Sure, it could have been first and 10. Instead, it's a third and 22. Play clock's down to 15. Warriors getting set as it ticks down to 10. 2.5 to go here. First quarter, we're scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. Smith drops back, rolls to his left, flicks one here to Alex Hoskins. His first catch of the night, breaks a tackle up to the 50 and into Norwich territory. Good pickup there by Alex Hoskins. You got to get him the ball.
Yeah, you got to get him involved in real nice run after the catch by Alex, and he got back to the original line of scrimmage of the 49 of the Tornado, so the Warriors will be punting here, I'm sure.
Fourth and 7 is going to be the official read on this. So the penalties hurt Sydney on this drive, and they'll have to punt it away here. Looks like Ethan Finch, who did some punting last year, will send it back. So he stands on his own 40-yard line, and it'll be Veal to our left standing on the Norwich 15 to receive for the Purple Tornado. So we wait for the snap here for Finch, who did a very nice job last year. Oh, gets a good boot on this one, and Veal is going to back up to about his own 10. Catches it, bounces to his left. He's got some running room up to the 20, 25. Cuts it back, but Hoskins is there to rope him down at the 30, but a 20-yard return there for Norwich.
Real nice run by Veal. He made two guys miss up front, and then he had a little daylight for a little bit, but then Hoskins shut him down.
That was athlete versus athlete there. I mean, two quick guys, Hoskins for Sydney, Veal for Norwich. And, you know, if he gets around Hoskins, who knows? He had some room on that sideline.
He had a lot of sideline and a lot of green in front of him.
So the second possession of the night for Norwich with 2:07 to go first quarter, and we are still scoreless. They only gained about 15 yards on their first drive of the night, had a couple of penalties that hurt as well. But here we go for the Norwich Purple Tornado, starting on their own 30-yard line in the purple and white going left to right. Hand off, and they got some room to run, and this is going to be breaking up the middle, a 20-yard, now to 25-yard gain. Nice job for Drew Walsh, and they're into Sydney territory.
Drew Walsh, real nice play. They kind of ran like a little sweep handoff off to the right side, and he had two blockers in front of him who cleared the way, and then there was a couple bad arm tackles by the Warriors. Got to bring your pads to the show, guys.
And so now the ball is into Sydney territory at the 46-yard line, and this is the deepest that Norwich has been so far here tonight. Cole Reifenberg, the QB, in the shotgun, and he's going to hand one right back off to Walsh. Goes left side, breaks through, and backpedals his way up to the 40, so about a gain of 5 there for Drew Walsh.
5 tough yards right there. He really got hit early, about the 2 yards into the run, and then he kept his feet moving and fell forward for another 3.
1:25 to go first quarter. Still scoreless between the Purple Tornado and the Warriors here tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Thanks for joining us. Exciting first quarter here under the lights in Norwich. And here's the handoff. No, quarterback keeper for Reifenberg. Left side. Sydney, though, is hip to it, and they knock him out of bounds. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play there for Reifenberg.
Missed tackle in the backfield right there. It looked like the Warriors read it properly, and the cornerback came up to make the hit, and Reifenberg hurdled them. Jumped right over top of him.
Athletic quarterback, not afraid to run, physical, and he's got some good size on him, too. So we come up on a minute to go first quarter. 3rd and 2 for Norwich. The ball is on the Sydney 37 as Norwich goes left to right. And these are 2 yards, but it looks like a long 2 yards. And Walsh is in the backfield here. 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left for Norwich. And we're going to have a flag on the play. And Sydney jumped a little bit there on the line, Tim.
Yeah, it looked like they pushed a little bit too close to the zone, encroachment on Sydney. Enough for a first down for the Tornado.
So Sydney giving a nice gift there to Norwich. They're going to get the first down, and the ball moves up 5 yards to the Sydney 32 with 1 minute to go.
Three big penalties already for the Warriors.
And so Norwich looking to score on their second drive of the night. Veal is to the right. Man in motion, and they'll hand it off to him. This is Zach Race. He's off to the races to the right side, 25, 20, 15, before he's brought down by the Sydney defense. But another first down here for Norwich.
Jet sweep to the right side with a speedy Zach Race. Worked really nice on that play. Good blocking out front by his outside wide receiver.
And Norwich moving the ball pretty well here on this second possession of the night in this scoreless game. Clock continues to tick down to 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. We are still scoreless, but Norwich is right there on the doorstep in the red zone for the first time. Reifenberg looking at options. He's got two, now three wide receivers to his left. Instead, they're going to hand off, and nice carry there by Drew Walsh, but maybe only a pickup of two. Colin Carl gets him by the ankles and brings him down for Sydney.
Real nice play by number 51. Colin Carl will stop that from going any further than it had already.
Down to 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and will Norwich just pack it in, or are they going to try to get one more playoff? Down to 15 seconds, second and eight, ball's on the 14. We will have one final play here in the first quarter. Reifenberg in the shotgun. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left for Norwich. Clock is down to five. They'll get it off. They go to the right. They find Veal. He cuts inside. Back to the 10. Ball on the turf. Let's see who gets it. It's still loose. Sydney's going to come up with it with Colin Carl. And let's see. Sydney is going to come away with this one. A big hit there, and Colin Carl, right place, right time. He picks up the fumble recovery for Sydney.
Veal was trying to get that extra yard, just try to get it a little further down the field, and Colin Carl brought the pads and helmet to the show, let me tell you right there.
That was a big one for the Sydney Warriors. That's going to do it for the first quarter. We're scoreless between Norwich and Sydney. We got a good ball game, folks. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second quarter here tonight on WCDO, our first game of the 2016 football season. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you along tonight. 0-0 between Sydney and Norwich. And Tim, let's go through that last play there in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was the first time that Norwich was getting into the red zone of the Warriors, and they actually, nice play by the young man that caught the ball, but then he was trying to get a couple extra yards, and then someone just came in by the number 51, Colin Carl, and displaced the ball from the wide receiver.
So a fumble recovery for Sydney gives them the ball back. We switched ends of the field, so Sydney is going to go left to right. So a first and 10 on their own 14, and we're going to have another flag here against Sydney, a false start.
Yeah, false start against the Warriors. They're definitely, you know, both teams have done this in the first quarter. They both had really good opportunities in the other team's zone, and they actually just lost the ball, or they had penalties that turned it over.
So Sydney is backed up all the way to their own 10-yard line now as they go left to right. First and 15 on the first play of the second quarter. Here's the quarterback, Darren Smith, handing it off to Dawson Backus. Cuts through the middle. He's got some daylight and gets a nice run up to about the 18-yard line. So a pickup of eight there for Dawson Backus.
Dawson Backus with a real nice run, but number 26, Zach Grace, was a real nice tackle, open field tackle at the end.
Running back, taken down running back right there. As we are in a small enough area where you're going to play both ways if you're a good athlete on any of these local teams. Start of the second quarter here. We are scoreless. We'll also be on the air tomorrow at 1:30 as Oxford takes on Delhi. So a fun opening weekend here of high school football. As Sydney hands this one off, and again, Dawson Backus. No, that was Ethan Finch, excuse me, into the hole and brought down for a gain of one.
I'm not sure who it was, but somebody just stood up, Ethan Finch, and held him to that short gain.
So a third and four for Sydney. Ball is on their own 20 as they go left to right, and this will be a big conversion here if the Warriors can get it done.
they've been moving the ball fairly easily, you know, and they get, you know, the good blocking up front, they'll get the first down.
Smith is going to go out to his left side, and the ball is loose on the ground as Smith got stripped from behind. Let's see what the referees say. Bottom of the pile here to see who has it, Sydney or Norwich. And Norwich is going to come up with it here. And Norwich is going to have a first and 10 on the Sydney 12-yard line. So back-to-back fumbles. First Norwich did it, now Sydney did. And Norwich is going to come back up with the ball.
And they will have the ball inside the red zone to start this next set of downs.
It's kind of comical because they get the ball back about where they lost it.
Yep, pretty close.
At the end of the first.
He actually, Mr. Smith was getting ready to throw the ball, and the tackler from Norwich came from behind and took the ball right out of his hand.
And it was Zach Mills who came in and stripped that, came out with it. So a nice play there by the Norwich Purple Tornado. So they're going to have a first and 10. Ball is on the Sydney 12. 10:45 to go, second quarter, we're scoreless. Here's Reifenberg under center. He's going to hand off for Walsh. Battles his way through the middle. Gets nailed a couple of times, but picks up about three on the play.
I thought he was done.
So did I.
He just kept chugging his feet and got a couple extra yards. Real nice run right there.
So Drew Walsh picks up about three, and he has five carries tonight for just about 35 yards. So a nice night for him so far for Norwich. And Dawson Backus, about the same numbers on the other side for Sydney. 10:15 to go. Second quarter, we're scoreless, with Norwich knocking on the door for the second time tonight. Who will have our first score of the season? They're going to hand it off. We got a flag on the play as, again, they'll go to Walsh. Pickup of two as he runs right into a pile of bodies. And we'll see who the flag's on here, Tim.
Thinking it's going to be against Norwich. A legal shift against the Tornado.
So penalties have really hurt both sides here tonight. They seem to get some momentum, and then a couple of penalties takes it away.
You know, we talked about it at the beginning. It's the first game of the season. You're going to have those kind of things. But when they end drives or they nullify scoring points or they actually stop you from getting a first down, that's a big thing.
9:55 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. As well as WCDOsports.com. That's courtesy of SFCU. So this is a second and 11 for Norwich. They are in the Sydney defensive end of the field. Ball is on the 13-yard line. Reifenberg in the shotgun. Goes out to his right. Goes across. Intercepted here by Sydney. Knocked out of bounds. And another turnover. A flag on the play.
Late flag
on the play. We'll see who got that INT. Nice job. I believe it was Brandon Evans who came out of that.
I think so. I think you're right. And what a great read. He waited and waited and waited. When the ball was in the air, he made his break and just took it away from the running back or the wide receiver from the Tornado.
Caught that one right on the goal line and ran it out about 10 yards. So back-to-back turnovers, and now Sydney gets the ball back from Norwich.
So you had the back-to-back turnovers, but now you're adding 15 for a personal foul. So Sydney will have the ball in pretty good field position.
9.5 to go here in the second quarter, still scoreless. So Sydney's been in the red zone once, couldn't come up with anything. Norwich has been down there twice and had two turnovers.
Yeah, and like I said, that was a real nice thrown ball. It just was really a great read by the defender.
So with the return and then the 15-yard penalty, this is going to bring Sydney up to their own 27-yard line. So a first and 10 going left to right, and that penalty makes up a lot of room, gets you away from your own goal line.
Absolutely.
So scoreless game, Sydney back on offense. Here's Smith, drops back to pass, looks over the middle. He's got Nate Vivard, threw it behind him, almost intercepted there by the Purple Tornado, but off the fingertips of Zach Mills.
It was behind Nate Vivard, and it was also behind Zach Race. So that was would have been a really tough catch to make.
9.5 to go, second quarter, still scoreless. Second and 10 for Sydney. Smith gets the play from the sideline. Hoskins is out to his right. Hoskins with only one catch so far here tonight. Sydney looking to get him more involved on the outside edge. Backus is in the backfield. They'll look to throw here on second and 10. Here's Smith. Drops back. He's got options. Lofts it out. Nate Vivard, the reception at the 40. Up to the 45 before he's brought down. First down and some extra yardage there for Sydney. Nice play there by Nate Vibbard.
Yeah, real
nice.
Catch
and some extra.
What a nice throw. I was just getting ready to say, you know, you had mentioned that it looked like Smith had bulked up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is really zipping the ball. I mean, it's out of his hand, and it is on the receiver real quick. That one was a really nice touch pass to the outside, and nice run after catch.
Sydney up to midfield. Ball on their own 44 for a first and 10 with 9 minutes to go, second quarter. Smith puts in the works. In the work, excuse me, he's gone to camps all over the country, California. I mean, this is what he loves to do, and he worked on it all spring and summer long. Hand off to Ethan Finch, left side, picks up two as he's brought down on the hash marks on that left wing as Sydney goes left to right.
Yeah, they ran a little off-tackle play there, and Ethan ran just as far as he could before the host of Purple Tornado were there to meet him.
8.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll break down the first half, try to get you some out-of-town scores, talk about the rest of the season that is to come for our local teams. A lot of changes this year and who's in what class and what division. We'll bring that all to you as well. Second and 8. Smith throws out into the flat left side for Dawson Backus. Cuts back. He gets to midfield before he's brought down. And that's going to be short of the first down. Going to be a third and short for Sydney coming up at midfield.
What a nice screenplay that was by the Warriors. And I'll tell you what, if the Warrior blockers had looked, that could have gone for six.
7:55 to go, first quarter. Going to be a third and 3. Ball is into Norwich territory at about the 49, looks like the spot is. So somebody trying to get the first points of the night here. We've seen a lot of great end-to-end action, but no one's been able to punch it in so far yet. Third and 3. Sydney's going to go to the air. They zip one over the middle again for Nate Vibbard. Brings it down at the 37. Great catch there by Vibbard.
Really good catch. He's going up. He's high-pointing the ball. We were talking about Alex Hoskins and how he can do it. Well, so can't Nate Vibbard. He's just a little bit of a little bit more vertically challenged than Alex Hoskins.
Vibbard with 3 catches for just about 50 yards so far in the first half here for Sydney. And Vibbard, you know, what impressed me about him last year, and you can see he's continued to work on it. You saw it in baseball season so fast.
Yeah.
So fast out there. 7:10 to go, second quarter. First and 10, ball on the 37. Sydney going to the air. They loft one up looking for Hoskins. Too far over him, and the ball drifts out of bounds. It'll be second and 10 coming up.
I got to tell you, I think the reason that Nate's getting a lot of these passes and stuff, and they're going to him, but Alex is drawing 2 people every time. They're always rolling over a safety to his side, and the cornerback's getting help over top.
I mean, you have to think, if you watch Sydney on film, you have to know that you got to shut down Hoskins. But when they have a double threat here with Vibbard, it's going to be hard to keep that double team on, wouldn't you think?
You would think so, but, you know, it could come up in the end. You know, it's at the end in the second half, maybe they find something they can do.
Second 10, Smith's going to scramble again, and this time he picks up about 7 yards, and we're going to have another flag for a late hit, I believe, here on Norwich.
Yeah, late hit on the quarterback from the Warriors, and, I mean, that was very late. He was already down on the ground and almost like he had started to get up and got a shoulder pad in the back of his head.
Sydney players upset, but that's going to be another late hit, which brings up 15 more yards. So tack that on to the 7 for Smith, who that's probably the farthest I've seen him run after he scrambles. He's a pocket passer. That's what he likes to do.
He definitely is, but you know what? He saw the pocket open up, and there was nobody ahead of him, so he took it ahead.
First and 10 now. Ball is all the way down to just about the 21-yard line here. With 6:50 to go in the first quarter, we're still scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. Smith, the QB with 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. He rolls out, throws one for Evans, who brings it in at the 5 before he's brought down. A completion and very close to a first down for Sydney. Great play.
Yeah, real nice. Like he turned around and the ball was in his breadbasket. You know, it was like perfect timing. Everything was right there. I think the defender from the Tornado did a really nice job, but the pass was perfect. It was right between the numbers, and like I said, just as he turned around, boom, right in his belly.
Smith is right-handed, rolled to the left, threw across his body, made that look pretty easy.
On a line.
I mean, you don't see many kids who can do that.
Nope.
Play clock is down to 5 here. Is Sydney going to be able to get this one off? No, they're going to have to call a timeout. Coach Matthews not thrilled with that one, but we'll step away. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. Friday Night Lights football here on CDO.
We live where you live, and we work where you work. We're Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana. Hi, I'm Lee. We've become known for great customer service and very competitive rates. Our customers have learned that we go the extra mile for you when it comes to all forms of insurance, from car, motorcycle, and RV insurance to homeowners and business insurance. We find the best rates from over 20 carriers, and we offer easy online payments, too. We're your neighbors, Neighbors Insurance, on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Route 7 in Oneana's West End. Call today.
563-9955. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Scoreless game between Sydney and Norwich here live tonight from Norwich High School. And Sydney, though, looks like they're going to be very close here. The ball's on the Norwich 7-yard line. Sydney going left to right to second and one.
Second time they've been down here today, and first time was not real successful. And we'll see what the Warriors can come up with here.
First time they went for it on a fourth and five and could not punch it in. Let's see what they get this time with 6 minutes to go before the halftime break. Smith is going to hand this one off to Dawson. Backus hits the wall, picks up about two. Should be close enough for a first down, though, for Sydney.
Yeah, looks like they're going to be spotting the ball on the 5-yard line, and it'll be first and goal to go for the Warriors from there.
That's a smart play there. Just get the first down, and then if you want to try some trickery or a pass, a little more open for it. But first and five now with 5.5 to go here, and we're scoreless, but Sydney trying to change that here.
It was kind of interesting the way they set up, and they only had one back in the backfield with Mr. Smith, and he actually looked, I thought he was going to run the ball for a moment, and I thought, nope, they got a guy there. So
Smith in the shotgun, hands off for Backus again, plowing his way forward all the way down to the goal line, but he's just a little short, and this is going to be a second and inches right on the Norwich goal line.
Yep, got a good burst of speed going forward, and then actually fell forward, so he got another half a yard on the play.
So this is going to be second goal, and Norwich is going to take a timeout to talk things over. 4:58 to go before halftime. We're scoreless between Sydney and Norwich. At, Sydney is right on the goal line here. We'll see if they can punch it in when we come back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back here. 4:58 to go before the halftime break. Sydney here on the second and three is going to set up here to try to go for the first score of the night. Here's the snap. Looking for a pass. Smith sees an opening. He's going to run it into the end zone himself, and Darren Smith, the sophomore quarterback, is going to score here for Sydney to make it 6-0.
Darren Smith on the keeper. We talked about it earlier. He doesn't really run the ball that much, but he made a nice little run right there. However, there was a flag on the play, and I think it's going to move the conversion point back quite a ways.
Looks like a little extra celebrating here by the Warriors. Is going to back this up, so it looks like they're going to go for two, but it's going to be from all the way out by the 17-yard line. But either way, Darren Smith gets the first touchdown of this game, runs it in from his own two, or from the Norwich 2-yard line, excuse me. He kind of just saw the waves part in the sea there, and he just dove for it and punched it in.
He actually kind of did a little fake to the running back, kind of like a zone read kind of play, and he just saw that the guy was the spot was there for him to run the ball. And he just took it in and then fell forward for the pull across the line.
So Sydney is going to go for two, but again, a extra celebration penalty in the end zone is going to back this one up to about the 18. Here is Smith, drops back, nowhere to go. Breaking through is the Norwich defense, and they wrap him up and bring him right down. So Smith really had nowhere to go. Carter Radinsky again brings him down, but Sydney gets the points, and they lead 6-0.
Carter Radinsky on a blitz on the back side, and Darren didn't even see him until he had a hold of him.
So a 6-0 lead here for Sydney over Norwich. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Be right back here on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here tonight on WCDO. Under the lights, live at Norwich High School. It's the opening night of football season, and Sydney leading Norwich 6-0. They just scored the touchdown a moment ago as Darren Smith was able to punch it in. The sophomore quarterback for Sydney ran it up the gut for 2 yards on the goal line, giving the Warriors the 6-0 lead. And now Sydney will kick it off, and Norwich will receive going right to left. And the two speedsters are in the backfield, Drew Walsh as well as Zach Mills here for Norwich.
Haven't seen him yet this year do this, but I'm going to guess this ball is not going very far.
Really?
I'm thinking they're going to try to pooch it over to about the 35 and keep it away from the two speedsters.
Well, let's see what Sydney decides to do. It'll be Ethan Finch doing the kickoff duties, going left to right here for Sydney. And Finch is going to pooch this one. It goes to the left, but it does go to Walsh. He picks it up at his own 20, to the 30, up to the 40. He's got some running room up to the 45. Finch is going to bring him down. Good thing he did, because he was about one step away from breaking it free.
Yeah, he had a real nice return right there. And I'll tell you, that kick that he just did was low all the way. He hit it hard, so it got to him really quick, and the defenders from Sydney didn't have time to get down the field. That helped the return back.
And it was well fielded, too. That's not an easy ball to pick up, kind of going end over end. So this is going to be some good field position.
Baseball.
Yes. Norwich going right to left here. They're at about midfield on their own 45. Here's Reifenberg, quarterback keeper, up to the 50, and he will not be denied. Picks up about 7 yards here and punches it into Sydney territory.
Real nice little play with a QB sweep on it. Action. They actually had two running backs leading it around the end, and real nice run by Reifenberg.
It's 4.5 to go here before the halftime break. We will have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. 6-0 lead for Sydney over Norwich. Reifenberg is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And that includes Zach Race, who split out to the right side. Instead, they'll hand off to Walsh. Cuts it to the 45, down to the 44, before being brought down by the Sydney defense. Nice tackle there by Lucas Tanner.
Yeah, Lucas Tanner with a real nice tackle. Got off his block and made a real nice open field tackle.
So we've seen two good running backs for Sydney and Finch and Backus, and on the other side tonight you have Mills and Walsh here for Norwich. Well, that was enough for a first down. First and 10 on the Sydney 43. Norwich trying to put up some points before the halftime break. Man in motion, they'll hand it off to him, and this is going to be Zach Race. Races to the outside, cuts the corner, and is punched out of bounds at about the 30-yard line there as he was tiptoeing along the chalk. First down again for Norwich.
Really want to point this out. Nate Bibber did not make that tackle, but I will say this much. He had a very good angle and pushed Race out of bounds. Otherwise, Race might have been running down the sideline.
Timeout on the field. This one is charged to Sydney.
Sydney is going to take a timeout here with 3:50 to go before the halftime break. The Warriors leading Norwich on the road in the 2016 football season opener. I guess you could say home opener won't be for a couple of weeks for Sydney, but we'll be right back here on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 6-0 lead for Sydney on the road at Norwich. A lot of other games going on here this weekend. We will be at at Delhi tomorrow as Oxford heads over the hill to take on the Bulldogs. That should be a great game. That game's going to be at 1:30. Other games tonight: Seton at UV, Green at Bainbridge-Guilford, Deposit Hancock at Windsor. Those games are all here tonight. So 3.5 to go before the halftime break. It's 6-0. Hand off and a big tackle here by Sydney as they do a good job, as that's Jermond breaking through and bringing down the Norwich running back.
Real nice play by Sean Jermond right there. Blew right through his blocker and made a nice tackle on, it was for a loss. Loss of one.
That was a nice play. He read that the whole way and would not be denied.
Officials are taking the timeout. We must have an equipment issue.
Looks like Lucas Tanner giving an extra minute here to fix his helmet with 3.5 to go before the halftime break. Great night if you're in the area to stop down and check out this football game. Other local games, of course. You can head over to Bainbridge-Guilford, check that out. Green is there tonight. We know Green is a very good local Class D team as well if you're looking to get out for a game. Norwich with a handoff to the right side, and again, Zach Race tries to cut the corner. Really doesn't have anywhere to go. He's brought down maybe a gain of one on the play. Third and long coming.
Definitely very shifty. He made a defender and miss in the backfield and then got that extra 2 yards to make it third down and 9 for the Tornado.
So this is going to be a third and 9 with 2:50 to go before the halftime break, and that clock is ticking. Norwich needs to make something happen. Play clock is down to 10 as they break the huddle.
Interesting spot on the field, too. If they weren't to get it, what do you do?
Play clock down to 2. They just get it off. Here's Reifenberg. Rolls to his right. Throws across his body. Veal is going to make the catch for a first down. The knee goes down before he could pop back up. So he's going to catch that one at about the 16. First down. And there's those weapons we talked about in the pregame for Norwich.
Really nice pattern right there by Veal. He first and 10, Norwich. Kind of came back to the ball, shortened the distance between the quarterback and himself, and made it very difficult for the defender who was right there.
Thought it was a nice pivot turn to get around and separate and get some space. So a big conversion there on 3rd and 9 for Norwich. Veal catches that ball, and now he's split out to the right. 1st and 10. Ball is on the Sydney 19 as Norwich goes right to left. Quarterback keeper plugging his way forward. Here is Reifenberg, and he's going to pick up about 5.
I think he would have got probably 3-4 more if he hadn't run into one of his linemen right off the bat, but he hit him, spun off of him, and then got the additional yards going backwards.
That was the first completion of the night there, 2 plays ago by Reifenberg for about 15 yards to Veal. So after that run by Reifenberg, it's going to be a 2nd and 3 with a minute 45 to go. And, Tim, I would think you really got to be aware of the clock in this type of a situation.
I think they're definitely aware of that. They're definitely taking it down to the last second, though.
Here's Zach Race going left to right, digging his way to the 5-yard line over on that sideline. Boy, he wrapped around, kind of a long bending turn, and he got out of bounds. That's bounds. That's good. That stops the clock.
You can see that they're going to use him on that jet sweep a lot just to get him out on the outside. That's where he's going to do all his damage, is on the outside.
So a minute 26 to go here before the half, and Norwich knocking on the door, and they'll hand this one off for Walsh. She cuts back, and he gets a big hit as he goes up the middle and gets all the way up to about the 2-yard line here. Now we got a flag on the play afterwards, some pushing and shoving down at the bottom of the pile.
Yep, saw that, and that was actually way away from the play. It was kind of like a wide receiver and a cornerback got into a little hands play there. That's just what we'll call it hands play.
So we'll see who this goes against. with 1:09 to go. It's going to be a personal foul against Sydney and a personal foul against Norwich. Offside. So
yep.
This is going to be tough because it's, you know, Norwich is right there on the goal line.
Yeah, just offsetting. They just
yep.
It was after the play that way.
So, you know, Sydney right there. Yep. Boy, if they don't have that one, that backs Norwich up, puts them in a tough spot.
Yep.
So we come up on 1 minute to go. Second and two. It's Sydney 6, Norwich nothing.
I'm going to say Reifenberg calls his own number here.
He's got a wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Reifenberg, we'll see if he goes with the quarterback keeper with 50 seconds to go before the half. He does. Cuts to his right, punches it in. He's up on his own 2 feet, and Norwich scores to tie it up at 6 as Reifenberg puts it in.
Yeah, he had two blockers to his right, and you could see that that was where they were looking to go, and that's exactly what happened. They took it right off the end. Nice blocks by the two backs leading Reifenberg to the zone.
That's funny. Both quarterbacks have scored here from short yeah. little quarterback keepers, and we're tied up at 6-6 right now as Cole Reifenberg is able to stay on his feet and kind of hurdle a tackler and put it through, and they're going to go for the extra point here.
Yeah, looks like number 50 for the Tornado will be attempting to kick the extra point.
Scott Man Warren is in for the extra point. The snap, the hold is good, puts it up, and it is in. He puts it in, and Norwich is on top 7-6 with 46 seconds to go before the halftime break. Tim, just a nice drive there by Norwich, a couple of penalties, but they're able to battle through.
Yep, they did. They definitely showed some real good perseverance there and stuck together and got the ball into the end zone. And then, don't say it very much anymore these days, but straight-on kicker.
Yes.
Not a soccer-style kicker.
Well, we talked about it a lot last year. If you have a kicker who can put it through, sometimes that can be the difference in the game. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes for two pretty much nowadays. If you have a kicker who's consistent, can really pay off in these close games.
Yeah, and it can. And, you know, and the other thing is, it's like if you have a really good kicker that can kick 25 and 30-yard field goals, you're shortening the distance that you have to go. So, you know, it's definitely a weapon that you can have, and it definitely will help you out. It's two field goals is a touchdown, so, you know, without the extra conversion. But, you know, that's definitely a weapon that some teams have if they have that kicker.
Definitely want to thank some of our special Norwich sponsors here tonight, including Norwich Implement on Route 12 South in Norwich, Chirino Insurance at 50 North Broad Street right here in downtown Norwich, as well as Rogers Tire Center. They're over on County Road 32 on the other side of town here in Norwich. All those businesses wish both teams here tonight the best of luck, and we're glad to have them along here for our special coverage of this Norwich and Sydney game. So Reifenberg is going to kick this one off now as Sydney's going to have 46 seconds to operate with going left to right. Another little squib kick, and Sydney is going to field this one, and they'll start at their own 35-yard line going left to right. And Tim, with 45 seconds left, what's the game plan here for the Sydney Warriors?
It's the air show, Mr. Smith and his wideouts. What's going to happen, I'm pretty sure. I don't think you're going to see the Warriors put it on the ground. They have two timeouts left, but, you know, I don't think you're going to see them running the ball here.
So 45 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's Norwich 7, Sydney 6. Great ball game so far here tonight. Under the lights at Norwich High School. Here's Smith, drops back to pass. Looking to his left, avoids a tackler, and now he's gang-tackled and sandwiched on that left-wing side. Nowhere to go as the blocking broke down in front, Norwich breaking through, and Jacob Hoffman brings him down.
And I got to give a lot of credit to that defensive line because they're not sending a lot. They have four and five guys back playing defense deep. So, you know, that was a really good pressure by the Tornado on that play.
Clock is still moving down to 15 seconds. Is Sydney going to be able to get off one more play before the halftime break? Sure doesn't look like it here, Tim, with 10 seconds left. Clock still running. Looks like both teams are willing to head to the dressing room for the halftime break with the score Norwich 7 and Sydney 6.
Looks like that's what's going to happen, yep.
An exciting first half full of big hits, some big plays, and some turnovers. We'll talk about all that during our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, it's Norwich leading Sydney 7-6 here at the halftime break. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Mirabito Rewards Plus program.